This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
Hannah Schwartzentruber is the lead facilitator of the Play School at Manson's Hall. The Southern Cortez Community Association is a nonprofit organization that manages Manson's Hall and the Play School program. The Play School has struggled to hire a licensed early childhood education facilitator for the past 2 years. Hannah Schwartzentruber offers her perspective to this local employment shortage.
Definitely a situation that is not unique to Cortez. Before I was working here, I was also working in licensed childcare up in northern BC. And there's a real struggle in this industry. I struggle to call it an industry because it's working with little new humans. But interesting statistic that I've come across in my academic journey, 50% of ECEs will leave this job within the first 5 years. It's really tough. In terms of being in a room with a bunch of new humans, there is constant decision-making that needs to happen. Like, you really have to be on your game all day, every day. It's really tough. There's a lot of burnout in this job. It doesn't pay very well either. Like, when I first started working was when I was in my second semester of school and I was starting a practicum. And as soon as I walked in the door, I was sitting down with my mentor and she's, "Can you work and do your practicum?" And at that time I was making $14 an hour, which was only a few years ago. That position was really eye-opening because not only was I asked to work, but my mentor, my employer, was so burnt out.
Hannah, considering the wage rate that you started at just a couple of years ago, are you able to afford housing on Cortez Island now?
So I'm in a bit of a unique situation where I'm able to work trade for somewhere to live and food to eat. Yeah, it's tough. I think if I had to pay rent right now, I don't know that I'd be able to do this. And I know that there's a real housing crisis here because there is such a lack of other childcare workers in the community. As previously mentioned, there's a lot of strain on this job, and being able to network and connect with other people is a way that I've learned to sustain myself in this profession. I'm definitely connecting with a lot of Cortesians and just scratching the surface on some of the legacies that are here. I rely on my networks in Campbell River and up north to keep me going, to touch base about what's going on for me here and get pep talks and just run things past people and provide mutual support.
So provincially or federally, are there subsidies or supports that are available now that can help reach those goals for you and for the community?
There's definitely a lot of advocacy work happening in this profession, working towards a universal childcare system. In an ideal world, childcare would not be such a burden on all parties, on families for being so expensive, and on workers for not having great wages. The $10 a day program that has been championed by advocates in the province for over a decade now is chipping away at that, and that includes not only promise of $10 a day for families, but it also includes a wage grid, for example, for early childhood educators. So they've outlined what they feel would be appropriate wages for people based on their educational background. So I really appreciate that this initiative is very comprehensive and really addresses the needs of all parties involved in the childcare scene. That excites me. I think there is professional organization of ECEs in the province just released a position paper on the role of the early childhood educator. And in that, they touched on commodification of childcare and how childcare thus far has been viewed as a service to be purchased rather than a service to the community that is of public good, that is actually like creating goodness in our community. It's a really powerful paper and I found it really inspiring. So last night on a conference call with a bunch of other ECEs from across the province in a public forum discussing this paper. And it was really powerful. It was both like validating. I'm really grateful to the government for providing opportunities for other ECEs to connect. Actually, I'm still part of a really awesome peer mentorship program out of the interior that connects ideally people that have been in the field for a while with people that are new to the profession, and we connect personally once a week, and then as a community group we get together once a month, which is happening this weekend, which I'm really excited about. But I think those community connections are really essential to keeping going in this job, because it's, yeah, the bar is low in terms of being recognized for wages and rights as a worker.
To access some of the resources Schwartzentruber refers to, you can go to ecebc.ca as well as ecepeermentoring.truebox.ca. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.